All right. Did not practice today. DeMarcus, Emmanuel, Peyton, Owen. Limited practice today. Lewis, Shane, Jordan Norwood. Full participation, Virgil, Ronnie, CJ, and Ryan Harris. Just really sore coming off the turf. It's been sore for a couple of weeks now, and obviously we're inside today, so he did nothing today. It'll be day-to-day. You know, we'll just see where he's at tomorrow. You know, he looked good. We did a lot of teaching today. We maxed up on reps, kind of went double what we normally go on Wednesdays as far as repetition. Did a lot of teaching, but he had a good day. He'll be full go tomorrow, and the expectations are that if he comes through the week good, that he'll be ready to go. So we'll see.
Your expectation is Peyton will practice tomorrow?
I would think so, unless something changes tomorrow. You know, just know he's really sore today, and like I said, we're over there on turf today, so he came over for a little bit, but didn't participate.
Is it a lingering issue, Gary, or is it something that
happened? No, I mean, I think everybody's got little nicks and things that bother him throughout the course of the season, and his foot's bothered him for a couple weeks, you know, and been sore, and I think it's coming off of that turf. You know, it just seems like when you play on turf, you get a lot more things going on, and obviously we got a lot of things going on this week. So just got to work through it.
What is your confidence? Obviously, you've stated several times you've liked Roby's progress. Mm-hmm. What is your confidence level?
I have great confidence in him. He's really operated as a starter. We've played a lot of what we call single. We've been, three corners on the field a great deal because of the way our division is, the way the people we've been playing. This week, I don't expect to be any different, so that moves Kayvon up, obviously. But Rose played really good, second-year guy, a lot of expectations, and I think he's turning into a really fine pro, doing a good job.
How about the depth behind that?
Yeah, Kayvon's going to get a lot of play time. Dawson's obviously moves up the ladder. Nick's on our practice squad, possibility it may be at some point, we got to get him ready to play, so... A lot of guys got to bump up, and we got to respond. We had to respond losing TJ the first week. We had to respond losing Derek for a month, and now it's time to respond losing a keep. So, it's just what we got to do as a football team.
How do you address the personal foul issues? You guys are
leading the league. Like I said, I think I've said this all along. I mean, we got too many. Obviously, we lead the league from that standpoint defensively. There's always some that you don't totally agree with as a coach, my concern is when penalties come from a selfish nature, thinking of yourself and not your football team. That's the ones we got to be concerned with. So we need to cut down back half of the season, a big point emphasis. We need to keep playing great defense. We are, statistically the number one defense in football. So we need to handle our business better from a penalty standpoint. So it's just something we continually address and, we got to get corrected.
Is there any concern that there's been a couple penalties that I know you've disagreed with? Mm-hmm. Is there any concern that because you have so many penalties that maybe the reputation precedes you?
Yeah, I think I kind of told the players that you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt sometimes whenever you're that high, from that standpoint. So because you start to get reputations in this league, it's just that's something we got to change. I know one thing. I don't want to lose the way we're playing defense. I don't want to lose that in the back half of the season, but. I do definitely want to correct and cut down on, the penalties that we've had. Special teams offense have not been bad, but defensively we got to get them corrected.
Did you find anything more about DeMarcus as he went through?
No, he just basically what I told you all the other day, Jeff, he didn't do anything, any further damage. I basically had a setback off of kind of like he did a few weeks ago. Is that going to be a week? Is that going to be 2 weeks? I think it's a day-to-day thing. I mean, he was really sore coming out of the game, moving around very gingerly. He looked really good today. Obviously, he's not over at the practice field today. We'll keep him inside. But he has a way of getting himself there a lot quicker than people think. So, I think we're very fortunate. We just got to make sure that we get him good and well before we bring him back, and hopefully he's there for the long haul.
Gary, did you have any idea the damage inflicted on Andrew Luck what do you say about
that? I saw the play during the game. I actually said something to Wade on, I think, after the play where he got hit. I saw him kind of motion to the sidelines that he was hurting a little bit. And, I told Wade, I was just thinking as a coach, I said, you might get run here. I just saw him motion that he's hurting, because the quarterback will do that to you as a coach. So, but I do remember the play. But, yet he came back and made more plays against us in the last drive. So, I mean, that's the type of player he is and, how tough he is. But we know that.
How much do you look at the last game against Kansas City? Obviously, it was a really close game. Mm-hmm. How have you guys progressed?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it a great deal. We had got a lot of turnovers that day. Very fortunate to end the game. But right now, we're trying to focus on how they've been playing. They've been playing very good, and they've had 2 weeks off to get ready to play. The first time we played each other, there's a three-day preparation. So it was from a schematic standpoint, it's a pretty vanilla game. I wouldn't think that would be the case this time. They've had 2 weeks, so. And, you know, you've lost some tough games on the road. You think about Minnesota, Cincinnati, Green Bay, and then the game against us. So they're a good football team, and we understand that. And we'll have to play better than we played the first time around.
Does the plan stay the same with running backs?
You know, I'm going to watch them practice and compete. You know, I've told you guys I think they're both number ones, but I want to watch them compete. We're going to have a good padded practice tomorrow. I want to see them go through it. They're both going to play. I mean, that's not going to change. But, you know, I want them in a competitive environment full time. I'm sorry. You're asking about Indianapolis, how they – well, first off, I think they did a good job picking up some of our pressure, you know, some of our zone pressures and stuff that we've been getting home with. We didn't get home. And, on the back end, we weren't able to hold up when he was able to hold the ball so long. So I think that's the biggest thing. We had some communication issues. That's why I changed practice today. We needed a lot of reps. We needed a lot of teaching. Because we had a lot of mistakes, in the game from that standpoint. So that's what we're trying to get corrected. But I think the fact that they were able to hold up probably better than some people have held up against us.
Colin has been close.
Yeah, he really has, yeah. Yeah, I called him in my office Monday after practice, because he's playing so well. A lot of balls going away from him. Gets a lot of attention, chip game, and those type of things, which can get frustrating for guys. I think he hit the quarterback 5 or 6 times last week. So he just got to keep his chin up and keep going. He's playing hard. He's preparing hard. Those things tend to come in bunches, but he's working extremely hard.
Coach, does it have an impact on the locker room from an emotional standpoint when you have a guy like Shaquille Barrett, UDFA from a year ago, contributing the way he is?
Yeah, it does, because it's great for a coach because you can go in there. He's the example all the time, when you're trying to keep your young guys going, you're trying to keep a backup going, you're trying to keep a guy going that's maybe on year three and he's never been a starter, never played much. And you show, use him as an example. Look what this guy did from year 1 to 2. Look what he's doing for this team. Look at the progress he's making. So keep going, keep plugging. You never know when your opportunity is going to come. So he's been a great example from that standpoint.
Any special meaning today, Veterans Day?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for me personally, they're the true heroes in this world. I mean, what they do for us and protecting our country and so I got great respect for him. We're going to have a big day out here tomorrow. Have some families out here tomorrow at practice. So, yes, no doubt.
Are you worried about any depth issues at Dallas?
Depth? We're nicked up, and Shane's coming back at the right time. If he can hold up, I think I said this to y'all before, we think Kenny can help us out there too. So that's something we always prepare to do. So, Kenny gives us a little leeway there if all of a sudden we get in trouble. But, we're going through what everybody else goes through in this league. Everybody's beat up. We're 9 weeks into this thing, so got to find a way to keep going and, get them to Sunday. That's the key.
Okay.
You have a good day.